This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I have a question for you. What's in your spiritual bag this summer? I'm asking this question because it's the summertime when we can be most thrown off our spiritual routine. So what are those items you're carrying with you to remind you to enjoy the summer, but to also maintain your spiritual walk? About this time last year, I had a wave of work and family events just crashing over me. To put it mildly, it was a very stressful time. Now, typically, I'm an early riser, but this wave of work and stress caused me to have late nights, which made it very difficult for me to rise early, and I ended up sleeping in quite a bit. I was thrown off my routine. And I don't know if you're like me, but the summer months can only seem to make things worse because I have more social commitments, I tend to travel more, work, of course, never slows down, and I'm just in a place of saying yes to more because I'm trying to fit so much in. So first, I had to get recentered with my prayer time. Prayer is the number one stress reliever as it gives you authority over the voices in this world. So one of the things I have in my spiritual bag this summer is a small pocket Bible to remind me of the need of prayer and the power of God's Word. I also have a gratitude journal that I try to write in a few times a week. And I have a few more items in my bag, so watch the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today so I can show you what else I have in my bag. So don't let having fun in the sun throw you off your prayer and worship routine, and hold on to these words: for God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. So today, pack your spiritual bag.